This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So, Melinda Rich, Joy President, Melinda has joined us and she's here for a little while. Important, it's been an important year for Joy, a number of things, Mel. We secured a recurrent funding commitment from the state government.
Sure did, yep.
And Ro talked about that, $200,000 a year for 4 years, and that's locked and loaded. That's going to make a significant difference to Joy. So that's going to happen. We have a funding commitment from the federal opposition. They made a funding commitment to the Pride Centre of $10 million, but on top of that, $600,000 to Joy for... Let me get this right. For us to move to the Pride Centre, but it's equipment and digitalisation and all that of the station, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So it's not only just to get us down to the Pride Centre, which is quite a significant task, but also about future-proofing our broadcasting technology for our next 25 years.
Yes. And, this came about a discussion that myself and a couple of others had with Josh Burns, who's the Labor candidate for McNamara.
That's right.
McNamara is the seat of Melbourne Ports. Josh took this on and he took this to Shadow Cabinet and made it happen. I've got to say also, I had a discussion earlier this year with Matthew Guy, who was opposition leader at the time, and the commitment was, he gave me a commitment of $500,000.
That's right.
And that was announced just prior to the state election by David Davis. Now, not news to anyone, the Liberals didn't get elected, but I want to place on record, thank you, Matthew Guy. You made a commitment to our community, you remembered it, and you stuck to it. So, we actually got bipartisan commitments around this.
Yeah, we were going to win on that day.
That's right.
Whatever happened.
It was a win-win.
I think it's great also to just demonstrate that, we're, for lack of a better word, we're not precious. We're going to reach out to whatever level of government, whatever side of government, asking for support and assistance, because Joy does great work and... Yeah, it needs to be supported.
And, in the 25 years of Joy, Joy received, on one other occasion, some money, not directly but indirectly from government, and I think it came from the Community Support Fund, which comes from gambling revenue.
That's a nice reappropriation, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm not a supporter of gambling in any way, shape or form.
But you always do say that Joy has a much better way of spending the government's money than the government.
Than any
Absolutely.
Government.
Absolutely.
Any government. I do actually gamble on one occasion. I do bet on elections.
I think it would be un-Australian not to.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like flies going up a wall, isn't it? but we did get money once before, and that was to move from South Melbourne and Coventry Street. We were actually over Homo Hardware.
The hardware shop, that's right.
Yeah, we used to call it Homo Hardware. And that was actually signed off, I think, by Bronwyn Pike.
Yes, who's a friend of the station.
Friend of the station.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
That's the only government funding that Joy has received in 25 years.
But don't you think it marks a new chapter in Joy's life that there has been, in the recent last couple of years, a much bigger involvement from government authorities and political parties, because they recognise the good work that Joy's doing?
They do, and that we are, that we're that wonderful term, Mel, we're a stakeholder.
Yes.
and they know, governments and oppositions, all political parties, just why they are so keen to come on, that we have a voice and it reaches our community. And
a big voice, Macra, as
well. A big voice. And, that if they want to get a message to our community, to the LGBTI
Joy
community,
is the way to do it.
This is the way to do it. Yep. There is no better way, is there, Mel?
No, there's no better way. And, I think for me, when I think about... I guess it feels like some of this stuff has happened in a bit of a rush. These things build up very slowly and then they happen suddenly. I think it is really a reflection of a much more overt strategy that we've had to really increase our listenership and step a bit more into the advocacy space as part of our strategy, and also to broaden our reach and impact through all sorts of different channels, the traditional broadcasting channel, but also online, podcasting. We've been doing a digital trial, so we're getting to more people. And I think the pleasing thing for me is, you know, we had the marriage equality campaign and I think there was a sense that maybe, oh, well, you know, that would be the finish line and everyone would go, okay, well, we don't have anything to sort of advocate for anymore. But we've got plenty to advocate for, and Joy is the place to reach our community and also to reach a whole bunch of allies of our community who are our supporters as well.
And not just in Australia, sorry, Mac. Around the world. So this week we're getting texts from a chap in Brazil called Andre, who's been listening most mornings. Yeah. And you just realise that there are so many people around the world that need to have a friendly voice and someone in their community who actually is there listening to them. You know, we talked about loneliness here today, and certainly there are many people on Christmas Day who need some people around them, but there are loads of people around the world that expect Joy to be there for them as well in their hour of need or friendly ear.
It's easy to forget and it's easy to take for granted. And over the last couple of weeks, one of the things that's made me feel again so proud of our station and our community is, you know, we had a quick, snappy sort of fundraiser. And we raised, you know, $26,000 by people, and it's finished now, but it proved that the technology worked, which was, you know, if you texted Joy to 1-9-9-4-9-9-4-9, that donated $5.
Yep. Quick, easy.
Quick, easy.
Simple.
You got a tax receipt. So it was a tax deduction, as I said. Joy will spend the money better than any government of any colour ever will. And, you know, we raised a lot of money, and that's shows the level of support that we have in the community. But I often would say to people, said it during Radiothon on other occasions, just imagine if you turned on the radio or your laptop and you're streaming live and Joy wasn't there.
Yeah, just static, a crackle.
There was static.
Yep, not good.
It's important to think about. We've got a message there, Paul. Do you want to read that out?
I don't know whether I'm the right person to do this, Maka.
I think you should.
So this is a message that has just come in from Jerry that says, "Merry Christmas, all at Joy. Always love this song, and you've taken me back to my dancing days at the Peel and the Three Faces and Red Raw." What was Red Raw, Maka?
Red Raw was a dance party.
That sounds painful.
It doesn't sound good.
and also Foundation dance party down at the docks.
So that was
remember the Also Foundation, which sort of isn't around anymore for a whole range of reasons, most of them not good.
That was the record we played, but it was on the Bible.
On the Bible.
Spinning it on the turntable there.
And the Also Foundation actually established dance parties in Australia.
Wow.
They didn't exist. Shed 14, down at the docks. You know, our community also was a charity, a LGBTI charity, and a lot of its fundraising was from actually having dance parties. So Red Raw was one of the most popular.
I'm sure.
It's Macca and Paul on Christmas Mag, which is on a Tuesday, Christmas Day, with Mel Rich, Joy President. And we've got a message here from Tristan. "I'm loving the Joe. Just finished our pets." I assume, you know, washing or grooming them. "And now I'm having a massage in my massage chair and having a wine in a nice air-conditioned room."
Oh, a massage and a vino. That sounds delightful.
What a great way to start the morning.
Yeah.
Can we make sure that we get a photo of Paul this morning in his Santa's elf hat and his Harry Potter glasses? Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
I look like an elf, don't I?
Here we go. Here's another one.
Feeling
from
very festive.
Chris and Mikey. "Hi, Joy. We listen every weekend and public holiday from Brisbane and love it. Thank you, guys." Thank you. "Thanks for the mention. Red Raw was a regular midsummer event back in the day, mid-90s. I'm just trying to think. If you want to that listener, if you want to Google Grace Jones at New Year's Eve in Melbourne, that was an also event. And yes, she was a complete and utter total nightmare.
I have heard this story.
Total.
She was. Even second, third, fourth hand, she sounds like a nightmare.
Go on, Mac, a quick rundown of the story, just briefly.
Look, my job was, I was vice president of also at the time, my job was to shadow Grace. And it started off with...
the Grace Wrangler.
Yeah, the Grace Wrangler. When she was coming into Melbourne and organising the flights. And anyway, she was coming in from the US on Qantas. And, of course, she had a lot of luggage.
And baggage.
And yeah, and a lot of baggage.
Of all kinds.
And her husband at the time, his name was Attila.
Oh,
really?
Oh.
And he was an interesting guy. But Qantas lost her shoes.
Oh, dear.
And we're not talking about a couple of pairs. We are talking about serious suitcases full of shoes. So she was due to play New Year's Eve, and this was, she arrived on, I think it was either Christmas Eve or something like that, and we were staying at a hotel down on Queen's Road in a, you know, in the presidential suite, which she said was barely acceptable.
Of course.
I had to round up all these shoe retailers, most of them from Crown and other places, who then brought shoes up.
Ooh.
And she sat there and, you know, went through all these shoes.
Cinderella
and,
style.
You know, and not knowing whether Qantas was going to pay for it. But she was a complete and utter nightmare to deal with. She was late. She was lazy. I think she was actually tone deaf. She mimed.
Don't mix your words, Mac.
Yeah, yeah. Don't hold back.
And but, you know, it was
Merry
the way
Christmas,
that
everybody.
It was the way that she treated everyone around her. And the final straw was before she went on, she informed me that she wanted to be paid in cash.
Ooh, real folding stuff.
Not a certified demand draft, international check, basically, which we were organising. So I actually had to run, and it was a matter of she wasn't going to go on. Let's just say it was about 15 grand. I had to...
That's a fair bit back in those days.
But in US
days.
Currency.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
I
a
had
lot.
To get. I had to get 15 grand in US currency on Christmas Eve. Managed to do it.
Really?
Were you like walking down the street with a suitcase handcuffed to your hand? Like,
and I remember I gave her half and she said... And she looked at it and she said, that's only about half. And I said, you don't get the other half till you go on. And she said, I'm not going on. And I said, fine. You've made 7.5 grand. She said, what do you mean? And I said, well, you won't get the other 7.5 unless you go on. And I said, oh, and by the way, if you don't go on and you try and take that cash out of Australia, I will advise Australian Customs you've got it. And they'll take it off you.
See, he's the master negotiator from way back.
Isn't he just?
But you know, the worst part, sorry to ruin people's Christmas, she then did New Year's Eve and fell on someone in the crowd and she had this metal breastplate on and stabbed someone in the head with her tit. She then did another God. Show up at the top of Bourke Street. What was the nightclub that was up the top there? It's now going to be something else anyway. So after that, and she tried to make amends with me, and back at the hotel, she was, let's just say, she was an interesting group of people, depending on what time of day it was. And what she'd been eating. And
Mackie, you can't carry on with these stories because you're going to get yourself into trouble.
Oh, no, don't worry, it's well documented. And she gave me a couple of CDs of her songs that she'd autographed earlier in the piece.
Yes.
You know, I was so cross with her and she was leaving Australia and it had been a complete nightmare. It was four or five days of my... No, actually, it was a week of my life that she'd ruined. Anyway, I gave her back the CDs and she said, I don't want them. And I said, fine. I dropped them on the floor and jumped on them.
You didn't run them over in a Mercedes?
No. Oh. And the best part is when she did leave Australia, strange thing, you know, Australian Customs said, you've said on the declaration you don't have more than $10,000 cash. I believe you do.
Ooh.
Oh.
And they took the money off her.
Oh.
That's karma.
Isn't coincidence a funny thing?
Amazing.
That's, yeah, interesting.
So there you go, Grace. Merry Christmas. Now, there's another message. What's this one?
I think you should read that one out, Macca. That's a lovely message.
Merry Christmas to all you guys at Joy. 6 years in Melbourne, you've helped me enormously in so many ways. Your words, your fabulous programs, the variety, so unique in the world when it shouldn't be. A big thank you to all. Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's lovely.
Beautiful message.
So sorry for that indulgence about Grace Jones, but it's...
Today's the day for indulgence, yeah. Really.
And she was back in Australia recently, I believe.
I don't follow Grace Jones, funnily enough.
Well, straight do I.
She didn't. She didn't look you up and reconnect.
She's not on redial.
Yeah, no.
I did used to send her a Christmas card every year for a few years after.
I don't think we want to know what you wrote on those Christmas cards.
With a very personal, very personal message in it. So what's on your menu today, Mel? What's your plan?
Well, my family's in Sydney, so I don't usually go home for Christmas. Love the family dearly, but small doses. And, you know, Christmas is a stressful time, not a relaxing time. I will see them another time, but I will ring them at midday and sort of the phone will get passed around to everyone. And then I've kind of got some friends in Melbourne who've sort of become a second family. So I've got an invite for sort of a relaxed barbecue in the backyard at nice. some mates at a mate's place, and yeah, there'll be plenty of food and a few Aperol spritzes and
nice.
Goodness only knows what else.
Very good.
Yes, yeah, so
that sounds like a lovely day.
Mm.
Well, I actually have my Christmas day tomorrow. Jonathan and I'll have it tomorrow, along with actually Tass and Ian.
Oh, fantastic!
And I think one, if not two, of my nieces. So yeah, bit more traditional, but not so yeah, bit of pork and turkey.
Terps and Tucker, Terps, as you always say.
Terps and Tucker. Terps and Tucker. It's an important day for people to get back together.
I think it is, yeah.
And
yeah.
Reprise the year and think about the year that's coming.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.